good morning. Da, da. So happy to be my love and me as we sing our early morning singing song.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump has put an emphasis on taking back the Panama Canal. CBS's Cammie McCormick is following a Senate hearing on that.
Senator Ted Cruz, chairman of the Senate Commerce Committee, said the Panama Canal is both economically and strategically important to the U.S.
With the passage of time, many have lost sight of the canal's importance, both to national security and to the U.S. economy. Not President Trump.
He said Trump is rightly questioning what he called Panama's exorbitant charges for transiting the canal and the danger of China exploiting or blocking passage.
A new Trump cabinet member rode along on a New York City immigration enforcement raid this morning, as we hear from CBS New York's Christina Phan.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was on hand for the operation, posting a video on X and writing that we are doing this right, doing exactly what President Trump promised the American people, making our streets safe.
At least one person taken into custody, described by Noem as a dirtbag. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says the White House move to pause federal loan, grant, and other funding programs will mean Americans will pay what he calls an awful price. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The administration directed federal agencies to temporarily pause the funding of billions of dollars of assistance programs until at least mid-February. Now, there is an eye towards eliminating funding for programs that promote diversity, equity, and inclusion, as well as climate-related initiatives.
The doomsday clock, symbolic of how close the globe is to destruction, inches closer to midnight.
It is now 89 seconds to midnight. This is the closest the world has ever been to midnight.
Daniel Holes is chairman of the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. Chinese tech startup DeepSeek says it was hit by a disruptive cyber attack yesterday. CBS's Vicky Barker has more on the impact of the company's new AI advances that generated global reaction.
On the streets of the Chinese capital, Beijing, morale is high over the Chinese startup that sent technology stocks so low on global markets. I feel quite proud, says 24-year-old Leo Li, a student. Our AI research has become a global sensation. 38-year-old Chen Jinao says she's proud to see how well DeepSeek is doing abroad, and she's hopeful there's lots more like that to come.
And checking Wall Street, a bounce back day from yesterday. The Dow's up 226, the S&P is up 35, and the NASDAQ composite is up 204 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Mount Pleasant isn't the only place for Microsoft in the area. The tech company is expanding its footprint in southeastern Wisconsin with a 240-acre land purchase in the city of Kenosha. It's at I-94 and 142. They plan on putting up four buildings there to house a data center. It'll be a wind advisory today with winds of 20 to 30 miles an hour and gusts again up to 50. For the second day, the National Weather Service is warning about flying debris and fallen tree limbs during the advisory. A 14-year-old Kenosha boy who brought fake guns to Roosevelt Elementary has been sentenced to a year in juvenile detention. The judge ordered the teen to participate in the Racine County Rise Up program after causing a lockdown last November. Racine Unified will keep the Red Apple name as the school moves to a new location and expands. The school board decided against renaming the school after local astronaut Laurel Clark. Leaders say they'll explore other ways to honor her memory. And Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling is warning about ice dangers after multiple rescues over the past weekend. Vehicles went through ice on Browns Lake and Wind Lake. That led to multiple rescues. We'll have more on the windy warm-up coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers move up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers have moved up a few spots. Now the 17th ranked team in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard on where he hopes they can improve.
You know, trying to be, from an offensive standpoint, if we can be top 10 in the country, which we are now. Defensively, we felt we needed to climb to be top 25 in order to be really elite. Because if you look across the country of who's in that category, it's some pretty high-powered teams. So defensively, we needed it. We were hovering in the 50s. We need to continue to grow that.
The Badgers head to Maryland to take on the Terrapins tomorrow night. NBA. The Bucks with a 125-110 win over the Utah Jazz. Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo both scoring 35 points. Andre Jackson ejected with a flagrant foul with less than a minute to play. Baseball. The Brewers adding closing pitcher John Axford to the team's Wall of Fame. Axford had 46 saves in 2011, a franchise single season record. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Windy and warm today. Mostly sunny skies. We do have a shot of sprinkles this afternoon. Otherwise, we're under a wind advisory, with gusts up to 50 miles per hour, taking our highs to the mid-40s. Winds become blustery tomorrow, cooling us down just a touch. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
Night. Timeless Hits, WRJN, with Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story. 12:05 this afternoon, the next installment on WRJN.
Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Ba 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 ba. Saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, 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 Barbara Ann. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Barbara Ann.
Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling.
great stuff. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, early Doobie Brothers, China Grove, which is a city outside of Dallas. I'm Dan Marcus. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. And the Downtown Chili Ice Walk is happening February 28th. 10 locations serving chili. So you can go around and sample them all if you want. And there's stuff going on for the kids, like a scavenger hunt. And there's ice sculpting going to be happening. It's a big deal. You can click on the Downtown Racine link that's on our website. Our website is wrjn.com.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park, ziplining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at chulavistaresort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. chulavistaresort.com.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Power Up Series, brought to you by Swiffer Power Mop. Using a mop and bucket is not the only way to get your floors clean. There's a quicker way. Kick the bucket with the Swiffer Power Mop. It has built-in solution that breaks down dirt and grime, and a pad with 300-plus scrubbing strips that absorb and lock sticky messes. Brought to you by the Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one cleaning tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. Mop smarter with the Swiffer Power Mop.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Another sad day night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got free. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told
She had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging. Two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this down. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. This guy's appeared on so many TV shows. I Dream of Jeannie. Which?
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I wanna be your friend. Because a friend would never doubt you or ever put you up tight. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. I didn't lose her, cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
My old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, where
was trailed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. Echoing the will of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering. Silence.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We're not silent about what's going on out there. Stuart J. Waddles is in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County isn't the only place Microsoft is building in the area. The tech company is expanding its footprint in southeastern Wisconsin with a new 240-acre land purchase in Kenosha. They're already working on a $3.3 billion project in Mount Pleasant. The Kenosha investment, announced in a joint statement from Governor Tony Evers and Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala, is located just off the interstate near 142. The Mount Pleasant project alone is expected to create 2,000 direct jobs and 2,300 construction jobs this year. Everyone knows it's windy, and to prove it, there's an alert. A wind advisory will be in effect later today with 20 to 30 mile per hour winds and gusts up to 50. The National Weather Service says that could lead to flying debris and fallen tree limbs. We'll have the latest on the windy warm-up coming in the forecast. A 14-year-old Kenosha boy who admitted to bringing fake guns to an elementary school to scare kids has been sentenced to 1 year in a juvenile detention program. A judge yesterday ordered the teen to participate in the Racine Juvenile Detention Rise Up program, which aims to promote positive behavior change. The threat caused a lockdown at Roosevelt Elementary and schools across Kenosha last November. And in a move towards addressing housing needs, Pleasant Prairie leaders have approved another development. The Inspire Prairie Springs apartment development is a massive 710-unit project set to transform the vacant property near the Premium Outlets. The development is valued at $185 million. It'll be built in two phases. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Windy and warm today. Mostly sunny skies. We do have a shot of sprinkles this afternoon. Otherwise, we're under a wind advisory, with gusts up to 50 miles per hour, taking our highs to the mid-40s. Winds become blustery tomorrow, cooling us down just a touch. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
Gonna leave, gonna take that big white bird, gonna fly right
you know you'll break my heart when I want you close. Brand new ring, doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please?
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years.
Grassroots. Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds, often compared to the Grassroots, which is where I got the idea. Here are the Kinks, all day, all of the night. Shame on them.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
Better place, and the world
Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story today has got one of those rest of the story endings that only Paul Harvey can do. It's a cool story. It's coming up 12:05 only here on WRJN.
It's right that I should care about you and try to make you happy when you're blue.
Give me
Timeless Hits, WRJN, with your chance to win tickets to see Peter Noon, Herman of Herman's Hermits, and The Association. Coming up this afternoon from Kurt Volman on WRJN.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say,
we can't go on together
with suspicious
minds,
and we can build our dreams
on suspicious minds.
So with a friend I know, I find and say hello.
Town Radio refreshed. WRJN.
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure where I stand with you? Thank you.
don't take me down. Whenever I'm away from you, my alibi is telling people I don't care for you. Maybe I'm just hanging around with my head up, upside down. It's a pity someone who's as pretty and lovely as you. How can I be sure? I really, really, really wanna know. I really, really, really wanna know. Hey.
This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Critics blast the Trump administration move to pause most federal loan, grant, and other funding programs.
This decision is lawless, dangerous, destructive, cruel. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional.
Chuck Schumer is the top Senate Democrat. White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
We're talking about everything from aid to nonprofit organizations to funding for universities. This could even affect loans to small businesses and grants to state and local governments.
Advocacy groups are now preparing to file the first lawsuit challenging President Trump's executive order revising the Pentagon policy on transgender troops that likely sets the stage for them being banned. Now to Bogota, Colombia, where two Colombian Air Force planes with deportees from the U.S. arrived today. A deal on flights was reached after a dispute that led both countries to threaten tariffs. New Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem posted on social media after riding along this morning on immigration enforcement operations in New York City. CBS New York's Christina Pham.
Several different